An Essay Concerning Human Understanding by John Locke. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. John Locke's An Essay Concerning Human Understanding is a philosophical treatise published in 1690. It is one of the earliest and most influential works of modern philosophy, and is widely regarded as one of the most important works of the Enlightenment. In the essay, Locke argues that all knowledge is derived from experience, and that the mind is a tabula rasa, or blank slate, upon which experience writes. He further argues that the mind is capable of understanding the world through the use of reason, and that the use of reason is the only way to gain knowledge. The essay is divided into four books. In the first book, Locke sets out his theory of knowledge, arguing that all knowledge is derived from experience. He argues that the mind is a tabula rasa, and that all knowledge is acquired through experience. He further argues that the mind is capable of understanding the world through the use of reason, and that the use of reason is the only way to gain knowledge. He also argues that the mind is capable of forming abstract ideas, and that these abstract ideas can be used to understand the world. In the second book, Locke discusses the nature of ideas, arguing that all ideas are derived from experience. He argues that ideas can be divided into simple and complex ideas, and that complex ideas can be further divided into ideas of substances, modes, and relations. He also argues that ideas can be combined to form complex ideas, and that these complex ideas can be used to understand the world. In the third book, Locke discusses the nature of knowledge, arguing that knowledge is derived from experience. He argues that knowledge is divided into two types, intuitive and demonstrative. He further argues that knowledge is acquired through the use of reason, and that the use of reason is the only way to gain knowledge. He also argues that knowledge is relative, and that it is impossible to know anything with absolute certainty. In the fourth book, Locke discusses the nature of morality, arguing that morality is based on reason. He argues that morality is based on the idea of natural law, and that it is the duty of individuals to act in accordance with this natural law. He further argues that morality is based on the idea of justice, and that it is the duty of individuals to act in accordance with justice. He also argues that morality is based on the idea of utility, and that it is the duty of individuals to act in accordance with utility. John Locke's An Essay Concerning Human Understanding is a classic work of philosophy that has had a profound influence on modern thought. It is a comprehensive and systematic exploration of the nature of knowledge, and of the ways in which knowledge can be acquired and used. It is an important work of the Enlightenment, and is widely regarded as one of the most important works of modern philosophy. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Ideas are the materials of knowledge, ideas are the basic building blocks of knowledge, and all knowledge is based on the ideas that we have in our minds. Ideas are the foundation of knowledge. They are the raw materials that we use to construct our understanding of the world. Without ideas, we would be unable to make sense of the world around us. Ideas are the building blocks of knowledge, and all knowledge is based on the ideas that we have in our minds. John Locke, in his book An Essay Concerning Human Understanding, argued that all knowledge is based on ideas. He argued that ideas are the only source of knowledge, and that all knowledge is derived from the ideas that we have in our minds. He argued that ideas are the basis of all knowledge, and that without them, we would be unable to make sense of the world around us. Ideas are the materials of knowledge. They are the raw materials that we use to construct our understanding of the world. Without ideas, we would be unable to make sense of the world around us. Ideas are the building blocks of knowledge, and all knowledge is based on the ideas that we have in our minds. John Locke's argument that all knowledge is based on ideas is still relevant today. We still use ideas to make sense of the world around us, and all knowledge is still based on the ideas that we have in our minds. Ideas are the foundation of knowledge, and without them, we would be unable to make sense of the world around us. Main idea number 2. Ideas come from experience, Locke argues that all of our ideas come from experience, either through sensation or reflection. John Locke argued that all of our ideas come from experience. According to Locke, experience can be divided into two categories, sensation and reflection. Sensation is the experience of the external world through our senses, such as sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch. Reflection is the experience of our own thoughts and feelings, such as our memories, emotions, and beliefs. Locke believed that all of our ideas come from either sensation or reflection, and that these two sources of experience are the only sources of knowledge. Locke argued that our ideas are not innate, but rather are formed through experience. He believed that the mind is a blank slate, or tabula rasa, at birth, and that all of our ideas are acquired through experience. He argued that we are born without any preconceived notions or ideas, and that all of our knowledge is acquired through our senses and our reflections on our own thoughts and feelings. Locke's idea that all of our ideas come from experience has been influential in the development of modern philosophy. His notion of the tabula rasa has been used to explain how we acquire knowledge and how our minds develop. His ideas have also been used to explain how we form beliefs and how our beliefs can be shaped by our experiences. Main idea number 3. Primary and secondary qualities. Locke distinguishes between primary and secondary qualities, arguing that primary qualities are inherent in objects, while secondary qualities are the result of our perception. Primary qualities, according to Locke, are the intrinsic properties of an object, such as its size, shape, mass, and motion. These qualities are independent of our perception and exist objectively in the object itself. Secondary qualities, on the other hand, are the qualities that we perceive through our senses, such as color, taste, and smell. These qualities are not inherent in the object itself, but are instead the result of our perception of the object. Locke argues that primary qualities are the only qualities that can be known with certainty, since they are the only qualities that exist objectively in the object itself. Secondary qualities, on the other hand, are subjective and can only be known through our senses. Thus, Locke argues that we can never be certain of the true nature of secondary qualities, since they are dependent on our perception. Main idea number 4. The origin of language. Locke argues that language is a product of convention, and that words are used to signify ideas. John Locke argued that language is a product of convention, and that words are used to signify ideas. He believed that language was not innate, but rather something that was learned through experience. He argued that language was a tool used to communicate ideas, and that it was not something that was naturally understood. He believed that language was a product of social interaction, and that it was something that was developed over time. He argued that language was a tool used to express ideas, and that it was not something that was naturally understood. He argued that language was a tool used to communicate ideas, and that it was something that was developed over time. Locke argued that language was a product of convention, and that it was something that was learned through experience. He argued that language was a tool used to communicate ideas, and that it was something that was developed over time. He argued that language was a tool used to express ideas, and that it was something that was developed over time. He argued that language was a tool used to communicate ideas, and that it was something that was developed over time. He argued that language was a tool used to express ideas, and that it was something that was developed over time. Locke argued that language was a product of convention, and that it was something that was learned through experience. He argued that language was a tool used to communicate ideas, and that it was something that was developed over time. He argued that language was a tool used to express ideas, and that it was something that was developed over time. He argued that language was a tool used to communicate ideas, and that it was something that was developed over time. He argued that language was a tool used to express ideas, and that it was something that was developed over time. Main idea number 5. The limits of knowledge. Locke argues that knowledge is limited by the ideas that we have in our minds, and that we can never know anything beyond our own ideas. John Locke argues that knowledge is limited by the ideas that we have in our minds. He states that we can never know anything beyond our own ideas, and that our knowledge is limited to what we can perceive and understand. He believes that our ideas are the only source of knowledge, and that we can never know anything that is not already contained within our minds. He also argues that our knowledge is limited by our ability to reason and understand, and that we can never know anything that is beyond our capacity to comprehend. Locke further argues that our knowledge is limited by our experience, and that we can never know anything that we have not experienced. He believes that our experience is the only way to gain knowledge, and that we can never know anything that we have not experienced. He also states that our knowledge is limited by our language, and that we can never know anything that we cannot express in words. He believes that language is the only way to communicate our ideas, and that we can never know anything that we cannot express in language. Finally, Locke argues that our knowledge is limited by our imagination, and that we can never know anything that we cannot imagine. He believes that our imagination is the only way to explore the unknown, and that we can never know anything that we cannot imagine. He also states that our knowledge is limited by our beliefs, and that we can never know anything that we do not believe in. He believes that our beliefs are the only way to make sense of the world, and that we can never know anything that we do not believe in. Main idea number 6. The nature of truth. Locke argues that truth is a matter of agreement between ideas, and that we can never know anything with absolute certainty. John Locke argues that truth is a matter of agreement between ideas. He states that we can never know anything with absolute certainty, as our ideas are based on our experiences and perceptions. He believes that truth is not an absolute, but rather a subjective concept that is determined by the agreement between ideas. He argues that truth is not something that can be discovered through reason or observation, but rather something that is determined by the agreement between ideas. He believes that truth is not something that can be discovered through reason or observation, but rather something that is determined by the agreement between ideas. Locke believes that truth is not something that can be discovered through reason or observation, but rather something that is determined by the agreement between ideas. He argues that truth is not something that can be discovered through reason or observation, but rather something that is determined by the agreement between ideas. He believes that truth is not something that can be discovered through reason or observation, but rather something that is determined by the agreement between ideas. He argues that truth is not something that can be discovered through reason or observation, but rather something that is determined by the agreement between ideas. Locke's view of truth is that it is a subjective concept that is determined by the agreement between ideas. He believes that truth is not something that can be discovered through reason or observation, but rather something that is determined by the agreement between ideas. He argues that truth is not something that can be discovered through reason or observation, but rather something that is determined by the agreement between ideas. He believes that truth is not something that can be discovered through reason or observation, but rather something that is determined by the agreement between ideas. Main idea number 7. The nature of belief. Locke argues that belief is a matter of probability, and that we can never be certain of anything. John Locke argues that belief is a matter of probability, rather than certainty. He states that we can never be certain of anything, and that our beliefs are based on the evidence we have available to us. He believes that our beliefs are formed by our experiences, and that we can never be sure that our beliefs are true. He also argues that our beliefs can change over time, as we gain more evidence and experience. He believes that our beliefs should be based on the evidence we have, and that we should not be too quick to accept something as true without sufficient evidence. Locke also argues that our beliefs should be based on reason and logic, rather than on faith or emotion. He believes that we should be open to new evidence and ideas, and that we should be willing to change our beliefs if the evidence suggests that we should. He also believes that we should be willing to question our beliefs, and to consider alternative explanations for the things we believe. In conclusion, Locke's view of belief is that it is a matter of probability, rather than certainty. He believes that our beliefs should be based on evidence and reason, and that we should be open to new evidence and ideas. He also believes that our beliefs can change over time, as we gain more evidence and experience. Main idea number 8. The nature of personal identity. Locke argues that personal identity is a matter of consciousness, and that we remain the same person over time despite changes in our body and mind. John Locke argued that personal identity is a matter of consciousness. He believed that we remain the same person over time despite changes in our body and mind. He argued that personal identity is not determined by physical characteristics, such as our body or our memories, but rather by our consciousness. He believed that our consciousness is what makes us the same person over time, and that it is our consciousness that allows us to recognize ourselves as the same person despite changes in our body and mind. Locke argued that our consciousness is the key to our personal identity. He believed that our consciousness is what allows us to recognize ourselves as the same person over time, despite changes in our body and mind. He argued that our consciousness is what makes us the same person over time, and that it is our consciousness that allows us to recognize ourselves as the same person despite changes in our body and mind. Locke's view of personal identity has been influential in philosophy and psychology. His view of personal identity has been used to explain why we remember certain events and experiences, and why we have a sense of self-continuity over time. His view of personal identity has also been used to explain why we have a sense of responsibility for our actions, and why we have a sense of moral responsibility for our actions. Main idea number 9. The nature of the self. Locke argues that the self is a product of reflection, and that we can never know ourselves with absolute certainty. John Locke's view of the self is that it is a product of reflection. He argues that we can never know ourselves with absolute certainty, as our understanding of ourselves is always changing and evolving. We can never be sure of who we are, as our thoughts, feelings, and experiences are constantly shifting. Locke believes that the self is a product of our own reflections, and that we must continually reflect on our own thoughts and feelings in order to gain a better understanding of ourselves. He also believes that our understanding of ourselves is shaped by our interactions with others, and that our relationships with others can help us to gain a better understanding of ourselves. Locke's view of the self is that it is a product of our own reflections, and that we must continually reflect on our own thoughts and feelings in order to gain a better understanding of ourselves. He believes that our understanding of ourselves is shaped by our interactions with others, and that our relationships with others can help us to gain a better understanding of ourselves. He also believes that our understanding of ourselves is constantly changing and evolving, and that we can never be sure of who we are. Locke's view of the self is that it is a product of our own reflections, and that we must continually reflect on our own thoughts and feelings in order to gain a better understanding of ourselves. Main idea number 10. The nature of morality. Locke argues that morality is a matter of reason, and that we should act in accordance with our own understanding of what is right and wrong. John Locke argued that morality is a matter of reason, and that we should act in accordance with our own understanding of what is right and wrong. He believed that morality is based on our own individual judgment, and that we should strive to act in a way that is consistent with our own understanding of what is right and wrong. He argued that morality is not something that is imposed upon us by external forces, but rather something that we must decide for ourselves. He believed that morality is based on our own individual conscience, and that we should strive to act in a way that is consistent with our own understanding of what is right and wrong. Locke argued that morality is not something that is absolute, but rather something that is relative to the individual. He believed that morality is based on our own individual judgment, and that we should strive to act in a way that is consistent with our own understanding of what is right and wrong. He argued that morality is not something that is imposed upon us by external forces, but rather something that we must decide for ourselves. He believed that morality is based on our own individual conscience, and that we should strive to act in a way that is consistent with our own understanding of what is right and wrong. Locke argued that morality is not something that is static, but rather something that is constantly evolving. He believed that morality is based on our own individual judgment, and that we should strive to act in a way that is consistent with our own understanding of what is right and wrong. He argued that morality is not something that is imposed upon us by external forces, but rather something that we must decide for ourselves. He believed that morality is based on our own individual conscience, and that we should strive to act in a way that is consistent with our own understanding of what is right and wrong. Main idea number 11. The nature of government. Locke argues that government is a product of consent, and that it should be based on the consent of the governed. John Locke argued that government is a product of consent, and that it should be based on the consent of the governed. He believed that government should be limited in its power and that it should be accountable to the people it governs. He argued that government should protect the natural rights of its citizens, such as life, liberty, and property. He also argued that government should be based on the rule of law, and that it should be limited in its scope and power. He believed that government should be a tool for the people, and not a tool for the rulers. He argued that government should be a means of protecting the rights of its citizens, and not a means of oppressing them. Locke also argued that government should be based on the principle of representation. He believed that the people should have a say in how their government is run, and that they should be able to elect representatives who will represent their interests in government. He argued that government should be based on the consent of the people, and that it should be accountable to them. He argued that government should be limited in its power, and that it should be based on the rule of law. He argued that government should be a tool for the people, and not a tool for the rulers. Locke's ideas about the nature of government have had a profound influence on modern political thought. His ideas about the consent of the governed, the rule of law, and the principle of representation have been adopted by many modern democracies. His ideas about the limits of government power and the protection of natural rights have also been adopted by many modern governments. Locke's ideas about the nature of government have shaped the way we think about government today. Main idea number 12. The nature of property. Locke argues that property is a matter of natural law, and that it should be respected and protected. John Locke argued that property is a natural right, and that it should be respected and protected. He believed that property is a matter of natural law, and that it is an essential part of human life. According to Locke, property is a right that is inherent in all human beings, and it is a right that should be respected and protected. He argued that property is a fundamental part of human nature, and that it is necessary for the preservation of human life. Locke believed that property is a right that is essential for the development of human society, and that it should be respected and protected. He argued that property is a right that is necessary for the advancement of human civilization, and that it should be respected and protected. Locke argued that property is a right that is essential for the development of human society, and that it should be respected and protected. He believed that property is a right that is necessary for the advancement of human civilization, and that it should be respected and protected. Locke argued that property is a right that is essential for the preservation of human life, and that it should be respected and protected. He argued that property is a right that is necessary for the development of human society, and that it should be respected and protected. Locke argued that property is a right that is necessary for the advancement of human civilization, and that it should be respected and protected. Main idea number 13. The nature of religion. Locke argues that religion is a matter of faith, and that it should be based on the free exercise of conscience. John Locke argues that religion is a matter of faith, and that it should be based on the free exercise of conscience. He believes that religion should not be imposed by force, but rather should be a voluntary choice made by individuals. Locke believes that religion should be based on reason and evidence, and that it should be open to criticism and debate. He also believes that religious beliefs should be tolerant of other beliefs, and that individuals should be free to practice their own religion without interference from the state. Locke also argues that religious beliefs should be based on a rational understanding of the world, and that individuals should be free to question and challenge religious beliefs. He believes that religious beliefs should be based on a moral code that is consistent with natural law, and that individuals should be free to practice their own religion without fear of persecution. Locke's views on religion are based on his belief that individuals should be free to exercise their own conscience and to make their own decisions about religious matters. He believes that individuals should be free to practice their own religion without interference from the state, and that religious beliefs should be based on reason and evidence. He also believes that religious beliefs should be tolerant of other beliefs, and that individuals should be free to practice their own religion without fear of persecution. Locke's views on religion are based on his belief that individuals should be free to exercise their own conscience and to make their own decisions about religious matters. Main idea number 14. The nature of education. Locke argues that education is a matter of nurture, and that it should be based on the principles of reason and experience. John Locke argued that education is a matter of nurture, and that it should be based on the principles of reason and experience. He believed that education should be tailored to the individual, and that it should be based on the individual's own interests and abilities. He argued that education should be a process of learning, rather than a process of memorization and rote learning. He also argued that education should be a process of inquiry and exploration, rather than a process of indoctrination and conformity. He argued that education should be a process of self-discovery, rather than a process of indoctrination and control. He argued that education should be a process of developing the individual's capacity for critical thinking, rather than a process of indoctrination and obedience. Locke argued that education should be based on the principles of reason and experience, rather than on the principles of authority and tradition. He argued that education should be based on the principles of inquiry and exploration, rather than on the principles of conformity and obedience. He argued that education should be based on the principles of self-discovery and critical thinking, rather than on the principles of indoctrination and control. He argued that education should be based on the principles of freedom and autonomy, rather than on the principles of obedience and conformity. Locke argued that education should be a process of learning, rather than a process of memorization and rote learning. He argued that education should be a process of inquiry and exploration, rather than a process of indoctrination and conformity. He argued that education should be a process of self-discovery, rather than a process of indoctrination and control. He argued that education should be a process of developing the individual's capacity for critical thinking, rather than a process of indoctrination and obedience. In conclusion, Locke argued that education should be based on the principles of reason and experience, rather than on the principles of authority and tradition. He argued that education should be based on the principles of inquiry and exploration, rather than on the principles of conformity and obedience. He argued that education should be based on the principles of self-discovery and critical thinking, rather than on the principles of indoctrination and control. He argued that education should be based on the principles of freedom and autonomy, rather than on the principles of obedience and conformity. Main idea number 15. The nature of science. Locke argues that science is a matter of observation, and that it should be based on the principles of experimentation and induction. John Locke argued that science is a matter of observation and should be based on the principles of experimentation and induction. He believed that knowledge is acquired through experience and that the senses are the primary source of knowledge. He argued that the only way to gain knowledge is to observe, experiment, and draw conclusions from the results. He also argued that scientific knowledge should be based on facts and evidence, rather than on speculation or guesswork. He believed that science should be open to criticism and debate, and that it should be constantly tested and revised in light of new evidence. Locke also argued that science should be conducted in a systematic and logical manner. He believed that scientific theories should be based on facts and evidence, and that they should be tested and revised in light of new evidence. He argued that scientific theories should be open to criticism and debate, and that they should be constantly tested and revised in light of new evidence. He also argued that scientific theories should be based on the principles of induction and deduction, and that they should be tested and revised in light of new evidence. Finally, Locke argued that science should be conducted in a spirit of humility and open-mindedness. He believed that scientists should be willing to accept new evidence and revise their theories in light of it. He argued that science should be conducted in a spirit of inquiry and exploration, and that scientists should be willing to accept new evidence and revise their theories in light of it. He also argued that science should be conducted in a spirit of cooperation and collaboration, and that scientists should be willing to share their knowledge and work together to advance scientific understanding. Main idea number 16. The nature of knowledge. Locke argues that knowledge is a matter of understanding, and that it should be based on the principles of reason and experience. John Locke argued that knowledge is a matter of understanding, and that it should be based on the principles of reason and experience. He believed that knowledge is acquired through the senses, and that it is the result of the combination of ideas that are derived from experience. He argued that knowledge is not innate, but rather is acquired through experience and reflection. He also argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He believed that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He also argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He also argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He also argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He also argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. Locke argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He believed that knowledge is acquired through the senses, and that it is the result of the combination of ideas that are derived from experience. He argued that knowledge is not innate, but rather is acquired through experience and reflection. He also argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He also argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He also argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He also argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. Locke argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He believed that knowledge is acquired through the senses, and that it is the result of the combination of ideas that are derived from experience. He argued that knowledge is not innate, but rather is acquired through experience and reflection. He also argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He also argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He also argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He also argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. In conclusion, Locke argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He believed that knowledge is acquired through the senses, and that it is the result of the combination of ideas that are derived from experience. He argued that knowledge is not innate, but rather is acquired through experience and reflection. He also argued that knowledge should be based on the principles of reason and experience. He argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He also argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. He also argued that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual and their experiences. Main idea number 17. The nature of perception. Locke argues that perception is a matter of judgment, and that it should be based on the principles of reason and experience. John Locke argues that perception is a matter of judgment, and that it should be based on the principles of reason and experience. He states that the mind is a blank slate, or tabula rasa, and that all knowledge is acquired through experience. He further argues that the mind is capable of making judgments based on the evidence of the senses, and that these judgments should be based on the principles of reason and experience. He believes that the mind is capable of forming abstract ideas, and that these ideas can be used to make sense of the world. He also believes that the mind is capable of forming moral judgments, and that these judgments should be based on the principles of justice and equity. In short, Locke believes that perception is a matter of judgment, and that it should be based on the principles of reason and experience. Locke also argues that perception is a matter of interpretation. He believes that the mind is capable of interpreting the evidence of the senses in different ways, and that these interpretations should be based on the principles of reason and experience. He believes that the mind is capable of forming hypotheses and theories, and that these theories should be tested against the evidence of the senses. He also believes that the mind is capable of forming judgments about the world, and that these judgments should be based on the principles of reason and experience. In short, Locke believes that perception is a matter of interpretation, and that it should be based on the principles of reason and experience. Main idea number 18. The nature of memory. Locke argues that memory is a matter of association, and that it should be based on the principles of reason and experience. John Locke argues that memory is a matter of association, and that it should be based on the principles of reason and experience. He states that memory is a faculty of the mind that allows us to store and recall information. He believes that memory is a result of the association of ideas, which are formed through experience and observation. He further states that the more associations we make with an idea, the more likely we are to remember it. He also believes that memory is a result of the repetition of ideas, which helps to strengthen the associations we make with them. He also argues that memory is a result of the imagination, which allows us to create new associations and ideas. Finally, he believes that memory is a result of the emotions, which can help to strengthen the associations we make with ideas. Locke's view of memory is based on the idea that it is a result of the association of ideas, which are formed through experience and observation. He believes that memory is a result of the repetition of ideas, which helps to strengthen the associations we make with them. He also argues that memory is a result of the imagination, which allows us to create new associations and ideas. Finally, he believes that memory is a result of the emotions, which can help to strengthen the associations we make with ideas. In this way, Locke's view of memory is based on the idea that it is a result of the association of ideas, which are formed through experience and observation. Main idea number 19. The nature of imagination. Locke argues that imagination is a matter of association, and that it should be based on the principles of reason and experience. John Locke argues that imagination is a matter of association, and that it should be based on the principles of reason and experience. He states that imagination is the power of combining ideas, and that it is the result of the association of ideas that have been previously experienced. He further explains that imagination is the ability to form new ideas from the combination of existing ideas, and that it is the result of the association of ideas that have been previously experienced. He also states that imagination is the power of forming new ideas from the combination of existing ideas, and that it is the result of the association of ideas that have been previously experienced. Locke further explains that imagination is the power of forming new ideas from the combination of existing ideas, and that it is the result of the association of ideas that have been previously experienced. He also states that imagination is the power of forming new ideas from the combination of existing ideas, and that it is the result of the association of ideas that have been previously experienced. He also states that imagination is the power of forming new ideas from the combination of existing ideas, and that it is the result of the association of ideas that have been previously experienced. In conclusion, Locke argues that imagination is a matter of association, and that it should be based on the principles of reason and experience. He states that imagination is the power of combining ideas, and that it is the result of the association of ideas that have been previously experienced. He further explains that imagination is the ability to form new ideas from the combination of existing ideas, and that it is the result of the association of ideas that have been previously experienced. Main idea number 20. The nature of reasoning. Locke argues that reasoning is a matter of deduction, and that it should be based on the principles of reason and experience. John Locke argues that reasoning is a matter of deduction, and that it should be based on the principles of reason and experience. He believes that the mind is a blank slate, or tabula rasa, and that knowledge is acquired through experience. He argues that the mind is capable of making deductions from the information it receives from experience, and that these deductions are the basis of reasoning. He also believes that the mind is capable of forming abstract ideas, which are the basis of understanding and knowledge. He believes that the principles of reason and experience are the only reliable sources of knowledge, and that any other sources of knowledge are unreliable. He also believes that the principles of reason and experience should be used to evaluate any claims of knowledge, and that any claims that cannot be verified by these principles should be rejected. Locke also argues that the principles of reason and experience should be used to form opinions and make decisions. He believes that the principles of reason and experience should be used to evaluate any claims of knowledge, and that any claims that cannot be verified by these principles should be rejected. He also believes that the principles of reason and experience should be used to form opinions and make decisions, and that any opinions or decisions that cannot be justified by these principles should be rejected. He believes that the principles of reason and experience should be used to form opinions and make decisions, and that any opinions or decisions that cannot be justified by these principles should be rejected. In conclusion, Locke's view of reasoning is that it should be based on the principles of reason and experience. He believes that the mind is capable of making deductions from the information it receives from experience, and that these deductions are the basis of reasoning. He also believes that the principles of reason and experience should be used to evaluate any claims of knowledge, and that any claims that cannot be verified by these principles should be rejected. He also believes that the principles of reason and experience should be used to form opinions and make decisions, and that any opinions or decisions that cannot be justified by these principles should be rejected.